It's the Super Bowl edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all. There's nothing you can't get done today. What an absolutely beautiful morning. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here, Rosie Romero, with my son, Romy, co-host and piloting the ship, making sure I don't push any of the wrong buttons. Always appreciate Romy being here and lending his help, guidance, and assistance. And my wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screener booth, and she is taking your calls. John Jay is always very, very gracious. As we wrap up the landscape hour, he gets on the phone and he clears all the lines so we can start the 9 o'clock hour with completely open lines for you, the homeowner, to reach into us on a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We like to consider ourselves every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We are your happy place. So give us a ring. Let us know what you're trying to get done. Is there some little project you're trying to jam in and get done real quick before all the family and friends show up tomorrow for the big Super Bowl game? Or maybe it's a project you're considering, thinking about getting started, and you just want some input on it and some guidance. Romy, I got scared this week.
Uh-oh.
I got genuinely scared. It wasn't when I was on the IRS side either. Metro Study.
What is Metro Study?
Is a company and a poll that Hanley Wood Publishing does every year.
And Hanley Wood publishes a ton of
magazines
for the
trades.
Construction magazines.
Yeah. And they have what they call the RRI, Residential Remodeling Index.
Ah.
Okay.
RRI.
And it is a gauge as to how busy the remodelers are all across the country. And the peak of residential remodeling activity in the United States was in 2007. So they benchmarked 2007 as a score of 100. Okay. Since 2007, we've gone well.
did we go into the negative zeros?
No, we didn't. But, I mean, we really dropped. Their current index is scoring us at 105. So we are now 5% busier coast to coast as residential remodeling contractors than we were just prior to the balloon bubble popping in 2008.
I was going to say, it doesn't feel like it, but that balloon bubble, so much of it was in house flipping, and that was a lot different than remodeling.
That's true, too.
So I guess if you're looking strictly from a remodeling standpoint, I can see that.
Well, I tell you what, now is when our job, your and my job, becomes so much more critical, because this is when someone gets the compulsion to pull off a remodeling job, and then they can't find anybody to come meet them to talk to them about the project for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks until they find this one guy who can come tomorrow.
Ooh, no.
Oh, boy, folks.
Run.
I have to tell you, we are seeing a level of remodeling activity like we have not seen in at least a decade, at least until the beginning of the Great Recession. It is absolutely insane. And I'll tell you what, the thing that makes it even more insane is finding good people to hire that know the trades that can get this job done. So we are like in a double pinch right now. If we build a wall, we are going to be in like a triple pinch. it's going to be a real mess.
And that lead time is not unusual. We had somebody who was frustrated this week, wrote in to us yesterday, complaining that when she called our window company, Freelight, that they couldn't schedule her for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah,
That's not unnormal.
Well, right now, it's completely normal. I mean, if somebody calls us for a remodeling project, we're scheduling almost a month out. They have to wait a month for us to get there to see them. Now, we're a little bit out of the ordinary because we're such a small company. A lot of the bigger companies have more people that can get out there and get you taken care of. But I tell you what, and my political statement on the wall, let me just say this. I'm for everybody that wants to work here legally. Get them here and get them a job. And when I talk to the folks that are coming here and trying to do it legal, we've got the system so messed up, so expensive to use, so long to get it to work. I believe that's more than half of our problem. I don't think the wall is going to solve one stinking thing.
You know, I'll jump us off this quickly because no matter you can't say the word politics without somebody getting mad.
Well, hey,
you could say nothing else other than the word just politics and someone's blood boils. But what I would say the most interesting perspective I ever heard on the wall was that Border Patrol agent that joined us by the campfire when we were at the Walker Ranch 12 years ago.
Yep.
And the Border Patrol agents were required to write a X amount word opinion on whether a wall would or wouldn't work. This is 12 years ago, at least. And he just said, so I started researching walls that were used for border control over the history of the world. And he said, none of them have ever worked. You know, they're not using the Great Wall of China today. They're not using the Berlin Wall got torn down. They just said walls never solve the problem. We don't have any recorded history of that. So I thought that was the most interesting thing is somebody that actually compared it to history.
Well, let's get off of it because I know you and Mom are very uncomfortable when we're on politics. I just want to make it perfectly clear. I am all for border security. I am all for it. But we got to find a way to open the door for people that want to get in here and go to work. And I'm telling you what. I'm telling you as a firsthand participant in our economy, we can't find the kids here in America that want to join the trades. And it breaks my heart because the trades are a very honorable way to make a very, very good living. So anyway, we're here in a crunch time, and if you're considering a remodeling project, I mean, I can't even stop to think. I think I have like 18 different projects on my desk right now in some phase of either waiting to be met or into the estimating or into the design analysis or into the construction phase, and I haven't had that kind of load on my desk in a long, long time. So everybody, just take a breath. Be patient. We are seeing some price creep on materials and labor, but it isn't horrendous at this point. There isn't any reason to panic. There isn't any reason to feel like you have to get it done now. Just proceed with caution and do your due diligence. And I cannot encourage you enough to get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Go to popular links and find our consumer alert on how to pick a contractor. For every hour you spend interviewing your contractors to find out which one you're going to pick, for every hour you spend interviewing, you're going to save a week to a month of misery by picking the wrong one. And if you'll follow my guidelines on how to pick a contractor, I all but guarantee you're going to have a successful experience. Just most people won't spend the time to do the research necessary. We talk a little bit in the 10 o'clock hour about how to get your interior design work done on a budget. That's going to be a fun conversation because I work with a lot of people all the time who want to know, you know, well, what color should I do this? And what material and what texture and what structure and what shape and what form? And that is at my strength. People ask me all the time, what's the hardest question you've ever been asked? I had a woman in Mesa call the show and ask me what color to paint her front door. I've never been to her house. And I can't even match my sock colors in the morning. So you don't want to ask me about what color to paint anything, okay, or what shapes or forms. But you find an experienced interior designer that pulls it all together, We can get it put together. We just can't dream it up. We're going to talk more about that in the 10 o'clock hour. We're also going to talk to you, the homeowners, about projects you'd like to get done. Give us a ring, toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348.
And we are running a contest. Valentine's Day is coming up, and regular listeners have heard us do giveaways with Jewels by G. Darrell Olson. And they have a $250 gift card that you can use against any one of their products in their store. Perfect timing for Valentine's Day. Here's how to enter the contest.
You can win it Monday. Gives you all week to go pick something up for your sweetheart.
2 weeks, right? Or I guess no.
I don't think so.
Next week's the 11th.
Yeah.
So next week is it, baby.
Okay,
so. So we'll let the winner know on Monday. Email us or text us. Email is info@rosieonthehouse.com. Text us 411-923. Pick your scores of Sunday Super Bowl. How many points are the Falcons going to score? How many points are the Patriots going to score? And for a tiebreaker, how many turnovers will there be in the game? And the person with the closest answer will win.
The first one in. With the closest answer, starting at 7 o'clock this morning when we announced it.
Yep, and it'll go till the end of the broadcast at 11. So you've got to, if you want to do a guess, you can look up the Vegas odds and the, what people are betting against it, and put your guess in. So that's just one of the things we do here at Rosie on the House. Lanya, little something extra.